When I joined EPA nearly 3 years ago, I committed to working very closely with farmers and ranchers to identify practical, science-based policies that will protect our environment while also ensuring a vibrant and productive agricultural system.
That's EPA Administrator Michael Regan speaking on Friday at Commodity Classic, held this year in Houston, Texas. There, he announced the new EPA Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs.
This office will be led by Rod Snyder, who has served as my senior advisor for agriculture since 2021. We have someone competent coming into this job, and he's going to do an awesome job for not only EPA, but for all of you as well.
According to the office's website, its roles and responsibilities include increasing coordination with a network of existing agriculture policy advisors. It houses EPA's existing Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Federal Advisory Committee, which provides independent policy recommendations to the agency on environmental issues important to agriculture and rural communities. The new office will also work with the Office of Water to oversee the newly created Animal Agriculture and Water Quality Subcommittee. That subcommittee informs the agency's decisions on EPA's permitting program to reduce nutrients and water pollutants from animal feeding operations. Finally, it works with federal and state partners and the Rural Partners Network to collaborate with small, underserved towns and rural communities on federal investments in infrastructure upgrades and other community improvements.
With Rod's leadership and with the establishment of this new office, we will ensure agriculture and rural stakeholders have a continual seat at the table at EPA for many years to come.
Read more on our website, MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.